This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We continue in Daf HaShavua, the last blot of Masechet Amud Katan, Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. Okay, we start the bottom of Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah said that we never put down the beer, the B-I-E-R, of a woman because of kavod. We don't want to draw attention to the woman. And because Rashi says on the Mishnah, she could be dripping blood. She could be dripping with excretions. So it's not kavod to leave her body. We want to bury a woman right away. Amri Nerdai, Loishanu Ela Chaya. This is only a woman who has just given birth. Avashar Noshim Manichin. But a regular woman, we could place down their beer. Because a woman just given birth, she could be flowing with blood even after she died. And therefore, it would be disgraceful for her. But other women, we let them be, because we don't have this chash of bizayon that they're going to be bleeding. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Afilu Shar Noshim. Rabbi Lezer says, even other women. Dechsiv, like the pasuk says, Vatamas Sham Miriam. Miriam died there. Vatikaver Sham, and she was buried there. So it juxtaposes to her misa, her kvura. Samach lemisa kvura. Close by her death is her burial. To indicate that by a woman, we want to bury them right away. And so Miriam was an older woman. Presumably she didn't just give birth to a child. And therefore we learn from there that a woman we bury right away, we don't put down her bier. Now the question is why? Why do we do this? So the Nemuke Yosef says on Daf Yud Zayin and the Daf Haruf that it's a gnai for all women when a woman's body is left even momentarily, because what does a woman wear when she's being buried? Her shrouds. So for the living, the same way we had earlier, that that it's not proper to put spices under people who have intestinal disease, because people who are alive who have intestinal disease will be embarrassed of that. And the same way we said earlier, it's not covered to be toivel the items of a nida or a zava, because those who are nida or zava who are alive are going to be embarrassed. So too, and to put down the body of any woman will be embarrassing to the living woman, because if you're going to put down a dead woman and she's going to be wearing shrouds, all the fancy ladies are going to be thinking, oy vai, one day I'm going to be wearing shrouds, they're going to be embarrassed, and therefore we don't do it.
Is that really the same thing though?
What?
Is that really the same thing?
In other words, when you put someone who's dead in a certain position, it's embarrassing to that gender who are alive. That's how Nebuchadnezzar Yosef explains it. Okay. Vam Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer said,
this is for, do we put a cover on? Or what are we talking about?
In the box, you know, she's wearing shrouds, so it's a... That's something else. You know, the Gemara said that rich people, there is a wake. But so nowadays we cover everyone's face, but Lamaisa, the body is still in shrouds. It's in shrouds. It's covered. Yeah, but staminar, so they didn't. But the body was visible. The shrouds were visible. Okay, so the Gemara continues. V'amar Rav Elazar, Af Miriam ben Ashika Mesa. This is going on in Ebrais and Baba Basra. There it says six people died ben Ashika. Who are they? Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, Miriam. Now, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Gemara brings proofs. Aaron and Miriam, it says that they died al pi Hashem. But by Miriam, we don't have any evidence that she died b'misas neshika. So the Rebbe Lezer says Miriam also died b'neshika. Asya sham sham mi Moshe. It says by Moshe, he died sham. And it says by Miriam, she died sham. So why doesn't it say al pi Hashem by Miriam? B'mnei ma'aloi nemraba al pi Hashem. B'mnei shegnai hadavar lo'imrai. It is disparaging for the Shechina k'v'yachol to say that that Miriam died b'misas neshika through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it doesn't say it, but it's true. Okay, now the Gemara derives two important concepts. Amar Rav Ami, Lama nismcha misas Miriam l'pashas paraduma. Why the juxtaposition between the end of the misa of Miriam, which is in Parshas Chukas, and Paraduma, which is the beginning of Chukas? Why is the death of Miriam juxtaposed to the Parsha Paraduma? Loimar lach, to tell you, Ma Paraduma mechaperes, just like the red heifer atones. Now, what does the red heifer atone for? Well, in the it doesn't really say, but it's called Chatas. So it's not clear what is the Paraduma being mechaper for. So Tosis brings the same thing that Rashi brings in the name of Ramosha Hadarshan, and that is the paradum is mechaper for the Chet Ha'egal. Like we say, it's a mashal that if a woman comes into a house and she brings her little kid into the house and the kid messes up the house, so we call the mother to wipe up the kid's mess. So too, Klal Yisrael sinned with the egel, so we call the mommy cow to come wipe up her mess. Okay, that's the concept that the Chet Ha'egal is a, that the Chet Ha'egal is neskaper through the Parah Adumah. In fact, one of the mitzvahs in the Torah is to remember the Chet Ha'egal. So it's a big kasha, because we know that the Shulchan Aruch brings down in two places that there are those who say that Parshas Parah is mitzvah d'oraisa. Right, there's such a shita. Right, some say everybody knows Parshas Zachar is d'oraisa, and some say Parshas Parah is d'oraisa. And the Mefarshim struggle: why would Parshas Parah be d'oraisa? What possibly could there be a d'oraisa about Parshas Parah? So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say, it says two times Chukas Oilam by Parah Adumah, one time to teach that there's an everlasting Chukah to always lay in the Parsha Parah Adumah. But the Mefarshim struggle: what would the Makar be that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to lay in the Parsha Parah Adumah? So, it is suggested, I believe that Artzois HaChayim of the Malbim suggests that the reason Parah Adumah, Parshas Parah, would be D'oraisa is because there's a mitzvah D'oraisa to remember the Chet Ha'egal. It's one of the six Zechirois. So when are we Mekayim, the mitzvah D'oraisa, to remember the Egal? So based on Tosfos, that the Parsha of Parah is a kapara for the Egel, we don't want to lay in the Parsha of the Egel directly. We had him Masechta Megillah, it would be too embarrassing. So we read about it in a roundabout way. How? We read Parshas Parah Adumah. Parshas Parah is a kapara for the Egel. By laying Parshas Parah, you're Mekayim the Doraisa of Zachar Isa Asher Hektsavta Hashem Leikach Midbar through the Chet Ha'egel. So that's one approach.
The
one, and it would be once a year, like Parshas Zachar. That's a pshat in why Parshas Parah perhaps would be the rest. Yeah, but any.
Do we happen to know why Miriam is the person to choose for this?
Why the death of Miriam specifically?
Yeah.
I don't know. But we juxtapose the death of Miriam to Parshas Parah to say, just like Parah Adumah is Mechaper, the Misa of Tzadikim is Mechaper. By the way, that's why we read on Yom Kippur the episode of the Ela Ezkara. Why? What does the Eila Eskara have to do with Yom Kippur? This Gemara, Ma Misa Sadikim Mechaperas, Ma Paradu Mechaperas, Af Misa Shal Sadikim Mechaperas. So since Yom Kippur is the day of Kapara, we read about the death of Tzadikim. So that's one Makar, that the death of Tzadikim are Mechaper. Then Amar Rabbi Lazar, Lama Nismecha Misas Aroin LeBigdei Kahuna. In the same Parshas Chukas, it talks about the death of Aaron. And it says that when Aaron died, he died wearing his Bigdei Kahuna. And then Elazar came, and Moshe Rabbeinu dressed Elazar with the Bigdei Kahuna of Aaron. So why is the death of Aaron juxtaposed to the Bigdei Kahuna to teach Ma Bigdei Kahuna Mechaperin, just like the Bigdei Kahuna are Mechaper? Now, by the way, what are the Bigdei Kahuna Mechaper on? Right, the different begadim is mechaper something else. So the choishen is mechaper for ivos hadin, perverting justice, and the me'il is mechaper for lashon hara, and each beged is mechaper for the tzitz, is mechaper for something else, right? Azos. So each thing is mechaper for something else. So just like the mechaper, af misasin shel tzadikim mechaperas. So all the mefarshim ask, why do I need two limudim, that misa of tzaddikim is mechaper? One, we learn that from Parah Adumah, just like Parah is mechaper, misa of tzaddikim is mechaper. And two, we learn that from Bigdei Kahuna, just like Bigdei Kahuna is mechaper, so too misa of tzaddikim is mechaper. So the Ben Yoyada says we need both. The first thing we need is, why is the death of tzaddikim mechaper? What's the tam? What's the reason that the death of tzaddikim is mechaper? So the tam is, the same way the Parah Adumah is mechaper, how is the Parah Adumah mechaper for the egel? Because the Parah Adumah is the mommy. So when the child makes a mistake, we punish the mother. So too, that's the lumdus of why the death of tzaddikim is mechaper. The tzaddikim are like the heads of our people. They're like the parents of Klal Yisrael. So when they die, that's a kapar for Klal Yisrael. So the first limud is the mechanism of why misa tzaddikim is mechaper. The second limud is how the misa of tzaddikim is mechaper. The same way each one of the big day kahuna is mechaper for something else, the death of different tzaddikim is also mechaper for something else. Some tzaddikim are mechaper for A, others are mechaper for B. So that's how the Ben Yehoyada learns it. There are many different mahalchim in this Gemara. Why we need two limudim? Okay. Now this Gemara, you could chap mamish at sitter from this Gemara. Maybe we'll get a little Yer Shemayim. It's a frightening Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Meis Pisaim, somebody dies suddenly, Zuhi Misa Chatufa. This is a snatched death. It's a very fast death. Now, Tosis is sort of bothered, and what's the significance of a snatched death? You know, of what relevance is it? But we can see it means that it's like a kares. So, Misa, Meis Pisaim, Zuhi Misa Chatufa.
Well, it depends what age, right?
We're going to see it depends what age. We're going to see not over 80, but under 80. Under 80, an immediate death is snatched. Chala yoyim echad umeis, if someone was sick only one day, zuhi misa dechufa, it's a hastened death. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel Oymer, zuhi misas magefa, if someone was sick for only one day, that's a plague. Shenemar, Hashem told Yechezkel ben Adam, son of man, hinini loikech memcha, I'm going to take from you as machmar einecha, the desire of your eyes, b'magefa. And we know that Yechezkel heard about this prophecy in the morning, and his wife passed away that day. Uchsiv adaber el ha'ama boiker. Yechezkel said, I spoke to the people in the morning. V'atamas ishti ba'erev. And my wife died in the evening. Taisa says, v'adaber el ha'ama boiker perish v'chol someh. So she died and she got sick and she died.
Why is a prolonged death better?
You have a chance to do tshuva.
Just a tshuva play and not a pain play? In other words, I guess we had misa mishika instant, right? That's actually, right?
Again, we're going to see that's only because it's at an advanced age. So I assume because if it's an advanced age anyway, the person's already preparing. But even that's on, a spiritual level. Even on a practical level, person needs time to leave this world. The family needs time to get accustomed to it. The person psychologically needs time. It's tragic when somebody just leaves the world suddenly. So on a practical level, on a spiritual level, person's able, first of all, to be masader his inyanim, is able to tell his children, he's able to give over to his children what he wants them to do, give over a tzava, and do tshuva as well. So somebody dies immediately, that's misa chatufa. One day is dechufa, and some say it's misa smagefa. Shnei yamim umeis, 2 days, zuhi misa dechuya. This is a hastened death. How do they translate dechuya? Usually the word dechuya is pushed off.
Postponed.
What?
Postponed.
But what is that trying to say? Here he says dechuya. Kidoicha davar malafanav. It's like you're pushing something away. V'umizgalga v'hoylech ad shenevar. And it rolls away until it's lost. He quotes over here Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Hayasim. It's one of the Perushim at the end of Mai Katan. Rabbi Shlomo, the son of the Yasim. It's one of the Rishonim. Okay, so the person is being pushed away. 2 days, it's like God is casting the person away. Gimel Ga'ara, if the person dies only after 3 days, it's rebuke. Arba Nazifa, the person is scorned. Chamisha Zuhi Misas Kaladam. 5 days is the regular way to go. What's the proof? Amar Rab Chanin, Maikra, what does the pasuk mean? Hein, behold, karvu yamecha lamas. Hashem said to Moshe, behold, your days are coming close to die. Hein chad, hein is 1 day. Karvu trey, karvu is 2 days. Yamecha trey, hachamisha. So Hashem was telling Moshe, in 5 days you're going to die. Now Moshe didn't die after being sick, because we know even on his last day, he was vibrant and he was fresh. And he had vitality. Tosfos says, "Lav davka do yashkachna de Moshe yechola." V'yom Moshe kasav harvei. On the day of his death, he wrote many sefer Torah. Remember, we spoke about on the day of Moshe's death, he wrote 13 sefer Torah. There's a kasha on that because Moshe died on Shabbos, so how could he write sefer Torah on Shabbos? Yeah? Upasa kama psius basachas, he took many footsteps. And so the Gemara says, hey, hein chad. How do I know hein is one? Shekein balashin yavani, because in Greek, kairen la'achas hein. The word hein refers to one. Mace, okay. So now we just learned that it's not good to die suddenly. It's better to die slowly. Now the Gemara talks about, and by the way, of what relevance is it to die suddenly? That's a form of kares, as we're going to see. Mace b'chamishim shana zuhi misas kares. Someone who dies at 50, that's kares. Now, it doesn't say, does that mean without dafka, without children? It doesn't say anything about not having children.
Does it make a difference if it's 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, 5 day, or is it just...
No, so now, this is Karis and Shanim, this is even more than 1 day. Meaning, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, we're going to see is even over 70. Somebody dies over 70, even immediately, that's also Karis. It's talking about here, it's talking about even if it takes a long time, but if it's at a young age, it's a form of kares. Now, it doesn't say, is this only without children? Tosis brings that the Yushalmi and Bikurim learns out that kares is 50, because it says, Al tachrisu shevet hakahasi, and their avoida was until 50 years. So, after 50 years, they didn't do the avoida anymore.
Why would we think, isn't kares, there's two types of kares? There's one kares
of yamim?
Yeah.
No, there's one kares of yamim and one of shanim.
But one's of children and one's without children. The ones with children will also be kares.
Yeah, usually we say kares is somebody who dies early without children. But here it doesn't say dafka without children.
Doesn't mention it at all.
It's not a factor here. Why not?
Also, interestingly, it depends on the...
Yeah.
Century, in certain centuries, the people lived until the 50s or 60s.
Or less even.
Less even, right.
You know, in the times of the Rishonim, the life expectancy was in the 30s. Times of the Rishonim, people did not live long at all. So, let's see, it doesn't say anything about children here. Okay, we have to see. There's no qualification here. So the Gemara continues. Chamishim u'shtayim, somebody dies at 52. Zuhi misase shel Shmuel haramasi. That's the death of Shmuel. We know Shmuel died at 52. Right? We had it in Tainis on Daf Yom Beis. Shishim, if somebody dies at 60.
So is that good or bad?
That means it's not bad. Yeah, meaning 52 specifically is not 52. Bad. Dafka, the age of 52.
You could go to other white. Why Shmuel's picked out, and then there's plenty of other.
Because he died young. We don't have other tzaddikim in the Chumash. No, I mean, think about it. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Moshe, Aaron, Miriam,
David.
We know David the Taka died 70. He wasn't supposed to live at all, but everybody else lived very long lives. We don't have anybody, you know. Shmuel lived 52 years old. And Gemara in Taina says it's because Hashem took him away young, so he shouldn't have to see the death of Shaul. Okay.
Between 52 and 60.
So we're going to see between 50 and 60 is also kares, but we didn't want to say that out of respect to Shmuel. So we're going to see that. The Gemara is going to discuss that. Shishim zuhi misa bidei shamayim. 60 is the death through heaven. Amar Marzutra. Amar Zutra said. Mikra, what does the pasuk mean? Dichsiv tavoy bachalach eli kever. You will come at a mature age into the grave. Bekalach, the gematria shitin have. The word bekalach is gematria 60. So from here we see that a punishment, it's still misa bidei shamayim, somebody dies at 60. In other words, if somebody dies at 60, you think, okay, they live somewhat of a full life, but according to the Gemara, it's still Misa B'dei Shema, it's not a full life. Shivim, 70 years, is old age. Shmainim, Gevurais, 80 is strength. By the way, what does that mean, 80 is strength? Rashi and Pirkei Avos says, that means the person does not have natural strength anymore. The body strength has waned. The person's strength is God-given. It's coming, it's like spiritual energy. The days of our years are 70 years. And if we're mighty, 80 shana. Now, Amar Rabba, mechamishim v'yad shishim shana. What about 50 to 60? Zuhi misas kares. So why don't we say it? V'haydulay chashav lo mishum kvaydo shel Shmuel Haramasi. Now here's an interesting thing. What about somebody who dies before 50? So I always thought it's for sure kares. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says no. It could be that before 50 is not kares. It's mitam acher. What's the raya? Because Rabba lived 40 years.
What does that include if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days?
No, so it's going to come out that there are two types of kares. One type of kares is from 50 to 60. From 60 to 70 is going to be Misa B'dei Shamayim. And from 70 to 80, if you die in 1 day or 2 days, that's also kares. And from 80... then whenever you go, you're good.
And below 50?
Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, below 50, he says even, a chiddush. It's nothing, even 1 day.
Even one day.
Below 50, we don't say it's kares. Why? Because Rabba lived 40 years. Now, let's see that inside. Let's see a little bit further in the Gemara. Rav Yosef ki have a barshitin. Rav Yosef, when he reached 60 years old, avid lehu yoyim atal rabbanon. He made a yomter for the rabbis. Amar, he said, nafgali mi kares. I already exited the category of kares. Amar le Abai, Abai said, what are you talking about? Well, you could still die in 1 day, and you'll still have died with kares. Amar le Abai, nihid nafgali mar mi kares deshani. True, you extricated yourself from the kares of years. Mi kares de yomi mi nafik. Did you extricate yourself from kares of days? So Abai says, you know, what do you want from me? I mean, Rabbi Yosef, what do you want from me? You have to be happy with what you have. At least I didn't have Karis of Shanim. You know, at least I'm happy for half of it. I'm out of half of the trouble.
Wasn't Rabbi Yosef blind? Was Rabbi Yosef blind?
Rabbi Yosef.
Oh. Rabbi Yosef or Yosef?
Okay. I think Rabbi Yosef, no?
Rabbi Yosef?
Where do we have the Targum of Divrei HaYamim? Do we have this? Mm-hmm. I think we're really safe. Anyway, so he said, "Nekoit lecha mia pal gabiyadcha." At least grab half of it in your hand. You have to make. You can only make a party if everything you win the mega billions. If you win $1 million, you could also make a party.
It's the only party you do, no? Like birthday wise,
bring down. Doesn't say he made a birthday. Yeah, I mean,
like,
he made a yomtiv, right?
80.
He made a yomtiv. I mean, I remember in Yeshiva, my Rebbe reached 60, he came, he made a siyum. He gave out, okay. So we see from here, by the way, there's kares de yoyme and kares de shani. Rashi says kares de yoyme, shema yomas misa chatufa. Now, does that mean it's only kares if you die suddenly? But what if you die in 1 day? Is that also kares or that's not kares anymore? We don't know. Rav Huna noch nafshe pisim. Rav Huna died suddenly. Have a kadaigi rabbanon. So the rabbis were worried. That meant that bad things about Rav Huna. Tana lehu zuga de Madayev. A pair of rabbis from Madayev taught. Now Madayev is a region in like northern Iraq. Loishanu eloshalei gielikvurais. This din that if someone dies suddenly, it's kares. That's if you didn't reach 80. Avol higia likvurais zuhimisas nashika. Once you got to 80, it's good to go right fast. If you die immediately, it's misas nashika.
How does it help them with the diet?
No, they. 80. Yeah, Rav Huna was an old man. By the way, we had about Rav Huna recently.
Oh, it was all about Rav Huna.
Right.
Whole,
that what?
The whole story was about Rav Huna.
That what?
That they buried him.
Right, where do they bury him?
Correct.
They didn't know where to bury him. They wanted to bury him near Rav Chiya because Rav Huna was Marbitz Torah.
I'm not saying what someone now. Does this extend to today? Like, what really, like, really does? So.
Yeah.
So that question you always, that everyone has in their head is legitimate. Like, if someone is falls within these parameters, then you have, you think that way. If the Chacham are dying on the Rebbe's, then that's why you think.
Hard to answer that. So the Gemara says, look, I don't think everything is an ironclad rule. At the end of the day, you know, Hanistor is Lashem Lakeno. But I guess these are just general guidelines.
I don't see anything you're saying under 50, but the under 50 is not brought down there, is it?
No, so I said the Rabbi Yaakov Emden.
What is Rabbi Yaakov Emden basing that on?
Because of the fact that Rabbah died at 40.
Oh, okay. But so maybe at 40.
So Rabbi Yaakov Emden wants to say, you want to look at inside? Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, I don't think you have it in your Gemara. Look in the Hagos Yavetz, that he says Efsher. He says it could be that less than 50 is not Kares, and he brings the Raya from Rabbah. Now Lemaisa, I'm not sure what the Raya is, because Rabbah died early. Maybe really it is Kares. Rabbah made the base Eli Kasi. Rabbah came from Eli, and there was a curse on Eli's family that they would die young. Okay. Let's go further. Here's another interesting Gemara. Amar Rava, Chaye Banai Umazaini, Loi Bizchus Talia Milsa, El Bemazla Talia Milsa. How long do you live? How many children you have? And how much money you make? Is not Tali in Zchus, but it's Tali in your Mazal. El Bemazla Talia Milsa. The Rabbah, Rav Chizda, Tavar Rabban, and Tzadikav. Rabban and Rav Chizda are both very righteous. Mar Matzleva Asimitra. This master davened and rain came. This rabbi davened and rain came. So they're both righteous. Rav Chizda chaya tishim tatin shin. Rav Chizda lived 92 years. Rabba chaya arbon. Rabba lived 40 years. So what is it? They're both tzaddikim. So why does one live long and one not live long? It seems like life is dependent not on one's maisim, but rather it's potluck. If it depends, it's telling your mazel. Now, the Pashup Shah in this Gemara is it's arguing on everything we just said. We just said before that if you die at a young age, it means you're, you know, so you did something bad. No, now we're saying people are born in different mazels. Rabbi Yaakov Emden would reconcile it. Then, no, this is talking about specifically if you die before 50. Okay, I'm going to try to finish by 55, okay? Bei Rav Chizda Shitin Hilulei. Rav Chizda's family, they made 60 weddings. Bei Rabba Shitin Tichli. In Rabba's family, there were 60 bereavements. Bei Rav Chizda Smida Lekalbi V'lay Mizbay. In the house of Rav Chizda, they gave fine flour to dogs and they didn't even need because there was so much. Bei Rabba Nama Desari Linshi. In Rabba's house, they tried to give barley flour to people V'lay Mishtakach and there wasn't enough. Basically, Rav Chizda lived a long life. Rav Chizda had a lot of nachas from his family and Rav Chizda had money. Rabba died early. Rabba didn't have nachas, and Rabba didn't have money. What's the pshat? They're both tzaddik. And the answer is some people have good mazel, some people have bad mazel. So Tosfos asks, what do you mean it's tali in a mazel? Tosfos says, we say in the end of Shabbos, a mazel li Yisrael. So Tosfos says basically like this, sometimes your mazel could change, and sometimes it doesn't change. Meaning, Tosfos is saying, mazel has an effect. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. It's not absolute. In other words, mazel could be changed. Now, Tosfos doesn't say when you could change your mazel. Okay, but Tosfos in Shabbos says, how do you change your mazel? You need a zechus gedolah. It says it there?
Yeah.
I was looking for a very long time. I didn't have it in my Gemara. I was looking for a very long time. How do you have a zechus gadol? My proba here in Tekilas Taras Emes was Parshas Kairach, and that was my drasha. I quoted Tosfos in Shabbos, and there's a chsam server that says, what is the zechus gadol that you could change your mazel? Being Roy Dev Shalim. Okay, let's finish up. We'll elaborate a different time. Vama Rava, Hani Tas Mili Boy Kame Shemaya. I asked Shemayim three things. Tarti Yavuli. They gave me two of them, and one of them they said no. I asked for Chochmased Rav Huna, I asked for the wisdom of Rav Huna, V'usred Rav Chizda, the wealth of Rav Chizda, V'yavuli. I got it. I was smart like Rav Huna, I lived long like Rav Chizda, and V'sanused Rabbi Rav Huna, Layavuli. The humility of Rabbi Rav Huna, they didn't give me. It could be he's saying this in his humility, meaning Kitaka got it, but okay. Rav, the Marsha asked, now how could you ask for humility? It's Hakobide Shemaim Chutz, Meir Shemaim. So the answer is, but Habolatar Masayinoisai. So he asked for Siyata Dishmaya. Okay. Rav So'irem. That was his name. Achua de Rava. Rav So'irem, the brother of Rava, have a Yosef Kamei de Rava. He was sitting before Rava. Chaziyah de Hava Kamei Namnim. He saw Rava was dozing off, and Rava was sick and was about to die. Amar le, lema lemar, delay letzaron. Rava said to his brother, tell the Malach HaMavis not to hurt me. The Malach HaMavis was about to take Rava's soul. So Rava told his brother, bro, tell the angel of death not to hurt me. Amar le, so his brother said, mar lav shoshvinehu, aren't you his friend? You're pals with the Malach HaMavis, why don't you tell him not to hurt you? So Rava said, I can't, because since my mazel was already given over to him, which may mean my guardian angel, my angel that protects me was already given over to the Malach HaMavis, he doesn't listen to me anymore. I'm like, kiven de imser mazla, since my mazel was given to him, lo yashkach, but he doesn't pay attention to me. Amar lei, so his brother said, do me a favor, leschazi li, when you die, come to me in a dream. Rav So'irim is asking Rava, okay, you're about to die. Come back to me. Let me know if it hurt or not.
He didn't do his favor, but he wants him to
die. Right, he said, I can't. Come to me, let me know if it hurt. So he appeared to him. So it's interesting to me, is why didn't he just say if it hurts or not? So the brother said, Amrle, havalei lemar tzar, did you have pain? I mean, that's the whole reason he asked him to come back to him. So why does he have to ask him again? But I don't know. Amrle, kirivda de kosilta. Like a puncture of a lancet. It's like a prick. Now, Lamaisa, the Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Ches that there are lamaves taitza'is. There are, how many ways are there to die? Like 903 ways to die. The easiest is Nashika. The worst is Askara. And the Gemara asks, what does Nashika feel like? Like plucking a hair out of a cup of milk. What does Askara feel like? Plucking wool out of thorns. So he says it hurt a little bit. Rava, now we're going to see another version of this. Rava have a Yosef Kamei de Rav Nachman. Okay, I'm not finishing on time. Rava was sitting before Rav Nachman. Chazya de Kamenamnim. Rava saw that Rav Nachman was dozing off. Amar lei, so Rava said to Rav Nachman, lema lemar, deloy letzaron. Excuse me, Rav Nachman said to Rava, do me a favor. Tell the Malach HaMavis not to hurt me. Amar lei, mar lav adam chashavu. Aren't you an important person, Rav Nachman? You're an important person. You tell the Malach HaMavis not to hurt you. I understand that. Why would anybody want to talk to the Malach HaMavis? Like, why would anybody ask the Malach HaMavis, don't hurt that guy. You know, if you see the Malach HaMavis, he's not a guy you want to engage in conversation. You don't want him to look at you, you know? Stay away. So you do it.
If you're Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, B'Shas Misa, there's no pain.
At the time of Kiddush Hashem, right? If you're willing to be Meister Nefesh of Kiddush Hashem, you don't experience pain. But Stam, when Malch HaMavis comes, so Rava says to Rav Nachman, you're more chashev than me. You talk to the Malach HaMavis. Amar Lei, Rav Nachman says, man chashev, who's important? Man safin, Rashi says, chashev, who's valuable? Man rakia, who's banged out, meaning who is mesukan, who is worthy to talk to the Malach HaMavis. So Rava gave up on that one. Amar lei l'schazi li mar. So he said, okay, fine, you're going to go. Come back to me. L'schazi lei. Amar lei, so Rava said, havalei l'mar tzara, did it hurt? Amar lei, kimishchal banisa mechava. Not really. Like a hair being removed from milk. The Michtam Eliyahu explains that, does death hurt? Depends how connected you are to Olam Hazeh. Somebody who's very connected, it's like ripping out wool out of thorns. He's so intertwined with Olam Hazeh, the guy's like, don't take me! He's holding on to his phone. He can't give up his phone. It hurts. Right? Right? Imagine if somebody would take away your phone and never ever give it back. It's a dagger. Right? So it depends how connected you are to Olam Hazeh. Someone who's not connected to Olam Hazeh, it's an easy transition. somebody who doesn't need Gashmiya, so it doesn't hurt.
Mice of Misa, he was such on a high madrika, there was no separation mm-hmm. from Gufin Nishom.
Very good. So he says it didn't hurt. Vi Amar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, he says, even though it didn't hurt, I'm never going through that again. If I would have the opportunity to come back to this world, even though the Malchamavas didn't hurt me, the fright of the Malchamavas standing there looking at his sword was so scary, I would not go through that again. The armor li HaKadosh. Okay, the whole chavaya. The armor li HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Hashem would say to me, Zil Bahu Alma, go back to this world, Kat Havis, the way you were, Loi Bayina, I would not want to do it. Why? Dinafash bi Yisuse. It was too frightening. Rebbe Lazar have a ka'achel truma. Rebbe Lazar, who was a kohen, was eating truma. It's chazile, and all of a sudden, it was the Malach HaMavas. So Rebbe Lazar said, "You can't come now. I'm eating truma. If you kill me, I'm going to be metami the truma." Amar le truma ka'achelna. I'm eating truma. V'lav kodesh ikri. Isn't it called kodesh? So chofal le shaita. The moment he got by that moment, it was a good excuse. Rav Sheshes is chazi lei b'shuka. Rav Sheshes, the Malach HaMavas appeared to him in the street. Amar lei, Rav Sheshes, b'shuka? Kebehema, you're going to take me away in the street like an animal? Asa l'gabe besa, come back to my house. Come to my house, but they're covered. It's like what people say to Meshulachim. It's not derech haris to take me in the market like a cow. Rav Ashi is chazi lei b'shuka. Rav Ashi appeared to him in the shuk. Amar lei, Israchli Tosanya. Rav Ashi said, wait, 30 days. Vahadri l'tamudai, I need to review all my learning. Da amritu, because you say, Ashrei mi shabal akan v'tamuda biyadai. Fortunate is someone who comes upstairs with his learning in his back pocket. So, give me 30 days to review my learning.
Is this a source of shleishim yayim lefnei achag?
Give me 30 days. Asa Amar Le. Asa, so he came on the day 30. He came a few minutes early. Amar Le, Rav Ashi, my kulei hai. Why do you come so early? You know, you're too early. Come back later. So he says, no, I can't come back later. Kadachka ragle de Barnasan. You're pushing away Rav Huna Barnasan, who's going to be the next Nasi. And you're now, it's time for you to go, Rav Ashi. Ein Malchus. One kingdom, one sovereignty cannot infringe on the other, even a hair's breadth. So therefore, it's time for you to go. So the kasha here, like, if he went, why did he come originally 30 days early? And if he told him come back in 30 days, so why didn't he come back? Why did he come back a little bit early? Rav Chizda lo have yachale. Rav Chizda, the Malach HaMavas, cannot prevail over. Why? Rav Chizda's lips were not silent from learning. Solik, so the Malach HaMavas went up. Yosef Ba'arza, he sat on a cedar tree. Debei Rav of the academy. Paka Arza, the cedar split. V'shasik, and Rav Chizda was silent and he was startled. V'yachale, and the Malach HaMavas took him.
Similar.
Right. Rav Chia lo have a matzah mikravelei. Rav Chia, the Malach HaMavas, couldn't get Bechlal. So it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't say why not. Rav Chizda, it says why. He didn't stop learning. But what about Rav Chia? One thing we know about Rav Chia, I believe we quoted him before in Dav Chaf Hei, that when they wanted to know where to bury Rav Huna, they said, let's bury him next to Rav Chia. Because Rav Chia was the greatest Marbetz Torah. In fact, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that Rav Chia had a machlokes with somebody if the Torah would be forgotten. So one man, the Amar, said, if the Torah would be forgotten, I would restore it with pulpuli. I would restore it with my sharp analysis. And Rav Chia said, I would make sure the Torah would never be forgotten. Because Rav Chia said, I would take five boys and teach them each one of the chumashim, and they would then teach the other boys the chumashim. We'd take six boys and teach them each one of the shisha sedarim. And the Gemara says, Gedoyla masim Chia. Great are the actions of Rav Chia. Was the greatest Marbet Star. So, L'chaira, the reason he couldn't get him is he had this great schus of L'lamed. The Malchamavis couldn't get him. Yom echad idmi le ka'anya. One day the Malchamavis dressed up like a poor man. Also tarfa baba. He came knocking on the door. Amar le apikli rifta, give me bread. Afikli, they brought out bread. Amar le, now the Malchamavis says, V'lav kamarachi mara'anya, you have mercy on the poor, have mercy on me. I have a job. My job is to kill you. Have mercy on me. Let me do my job. V'lav kamarachi mara'anya, ahu gavra amai loy kamarachi mara, why don't you have mercy on me? So Golilei, the Malchamavis, revealed himself. And then he said, I don't believe you. So Malchamavis took out his card. You know, officially certified Malchamavis. Achvile Shuta Dinur, he showed him the rod of fire. And Imtzile Nafshi, and Rabbi Chia surrendered his soul to the Malchamavis. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, Shkach. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish up. If you want, there's Marav at 10:15.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.